And we're back. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of a News and Use podcast. My name is Frenchier, and I just want to drop some little gems on you today. I want to say, A, there is a spiritual warfare going on against you. Not just a physical warfare where you can see it, touch it, smell it, hear it. Spiritual. You can't see it. So, because there is a spiritual warfare, you have to be prepared for that mentally. You have to prepare yourself for these things that just might pop out, to not allow them to affect you. I'm not saying that I'm not always affected, or that I have no affect or reaction to unexpected things that happen. Yeah, of course I have reactions. Well, all I'm saying is that there's a lot going on. and I'm not even Christian, but there's some of the Bible scriptures that speak to me still. Like, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Now, it doesn't say that the weapons won't form. The weapons they will form. That's that spiritual warfare I'm talking about. You're going to get attacks. You're going to be in the storms. You're going to be coming out of the storm. You might be going into the storm. You might be out of the storm. You might not be in no storm, but it's coming. It might be the quiet before the calm. Calm before the storm. Excuse me. But it's coming. As long as you living, know that that shit is fucking coming. I'm telling you. And so, I just want to encourage you to just keep putting 10 toes down and moving forward. K-I-M. Keep it in moving. Real talk. I want you to keep it moving. I am keeping it moving. My father died on the 1st of February. And it's been hard for me on so many different levels that I wouldn't have ever dreamed of. On different levels, as far as, okay, first of all, he molested me when I was a little girl. Then secondly, he neglected my mother and I and my sister. He didn't take care of us. And then he had a near-death experience in 2019. And then he had a change of heart and change of an attitude. And he couldn't see. He's blind and couldn't move around. Our relationship changed. We reconciliated. We talked more often. I called more often. Went down a visit. But there was no will, there's no power of attorney, there's no life insurance left, there's no instructions left. And I'm the daughter, only daughter, and there's this other woman who claims to be a daughter. And she's been the worst thorn in my side this whole time. Had no empathy, no compassion shown for the death of my family. sure, she may be hurting as well, but no concern for me being hurt. I say all that to say, get your shit in order. Get your life insurance together enough to pay for your house, double the, you know, or at least 100%. You know, if you got $100,000 house, then you need at least $100,000 policy just to take cover the house. You need, obviously, you need more than that if you got kids and all that other shit. Don't mean to say shit, but you know what the fuck I mean. Responsibilities. You know, this made me, you know, damn near want to get back in the insurance business, but that shit's too stressful. It's too stressful, and I can't take it. I can't take it. You know, I'm just too sensitive now. You know, but I'm just really just begging y'all to get a pre-need. I'm a matter of fact, I'm going to give you Robert number in Dallas. I'm going to give you all my people I know on my contact list that I know got that sell insurance. I don't know if they sell it in your state, but call somebody. And this is an unsolicited plug, but damn, fucking get some life insurance. Globe Life, do something with yourself. Don't leave your family when they grieving, having to fucking, like, figure shit out. Go fund me. And even if it's not even a money thing. Like power of attorneys, wills, beneficiaries. Man, set that shit up, man. Get that shit straight. Man, for your loved ones. It's not even for you. It's for the loved ones you gonna leave behind. So they won't have to be stressed out. Well, I'm stressed out right now. Alright, so if you I don't know how many, what he's certified for or whatever, and what states and all that. I'm in Dallas, Texas. And I met Robert at the Dallas Catalyst Project ribbon cutting. And he has a space off of Martin Luther King and Colonial in South Dallas, in sunny South Dallas. Let me put some stank on it and some respect on it. And as a native of sunny South Dallas, and now, hold on, I want y'all to see my whole design. Shit hard. I ain't gonna talk about it right now. So call Robert for pre-need plans and tell him French Eric sent you. Tell him French Air sent you. 972-977-6066. That's Robert, Texas, pre-need. You can go to his office off Martin Luther King. He on the where Clipping Crowns for Christ and House of Parts. He's at on that same shopping center. He's on the very end on the right. Robert, pre-need, 972-977-6066. Call him, y'all. Let me see who else my other insurance people. We got Niambi Muhammad. She out in Atlanta. And I'm not, like, again, I don't know what license she has. Yeah, I don't know what licenses she has and what states, but I definitely know she's in Atlanta. Niambi, N-I-A-M-B-I, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. Hold on, give me 1 minute. Niambi Muhammad. Her number is 314-750-7359. Tell her that I sent you. This is my name, Frenchera. Tell her that I told you to call her. she writes and protects families with life insurance. Okay, let me see who else I got in here in my Rolodex. And this is unsolicited. Ain't nobody called me and asked me to shout them out on my podcast. I ain't paid. I didn't get paid to tell them this. I'm just sharing this because I care. And I'm going through a thing. And I'm trying to help somebody not go through this thing that I'm going through. Some bullshit. Some bullshit. If you got kids, it's some bullshit. Like, I'm going to try to figure out. Not try. I'm going to figure out how to get me some more life insurance. So I can leave my kids some more. Let me see. I thought I had Antoinette Foot number in here. Let me see. I can find her on Facebook. She out of St. Louis. Yeah, y'all. We got Common Folk in the background. First song we played was Brand New Day. Right now, this is Inseparable by Common Folk. Tony Ballard, Terry Williams, brother combo, brother duo, Common Folk. And this is off the Sold Out album. And I do have permission to listen. I do have permission to play their music because they my brothers. I grew up with them. Hey, shout out to Mama, Tanya, Tammy. Them boys. Love y'all so much. Love. I'm looking up answering that Foot's phone number, y'all. She also has she manages event space in St. Louis. Yo, I thought answering that number was going to be more accessible, so I'm going to move on to the next person because I don't see her number. And it's not on this phone. And I'm recording on the phone where it probably is. That part. Maybe let me see if a number on here. Nope. Private. Nothing more true than knowing you. Okay. Oh, yes. It's called, her event space is called Real World Banquet Hall. Let me see what the phone number here. And their phone number is, this is in St. Louis, Missouri. Phone numbers, damn. Okay, anyway, no phone number. www.realrealworldbanquet.com. Check it out. That's Antoinette Foot. And I believe she still sells insurance. Well, let me think of my other people. All right, Tamara Johnson Bannister. She's out of California, and she's really into the financial literacy. And yes, I believe she's with Primerica. I'm not a fan of Primerica, but she can still protect you with insurance. And that's ultimately what I am suggesting that you get. Real talk. Like ASAP. As soon as possible. So Tamara Johnson Bannister out of California. Again, I don't know what licenses she has. Her phone number is 818-392-9479. Tamara Johnson Bannister out of California. 818 392-9479. All right, let me see who else I got on the Rolodex. Charles Smith. I don't know if he still sells insurance either. Let me see. I think he's on my Instagram page. Hold on, let me check that out real quick. See if I can scout it out real quick before I give out his number. Here I come, y'all. You are my inspiration. All right, Charles Smith, let's see. And my heart belongs only you. Go Cowboys. We didn't make it to the Super Bowl. We gonna make it this year. Next coming up season. Hey, yeah, that's my prediction. We need to get rid of Dak, though. He don't work well under pressure. Just real talk. All right, let me see. Bear with me. Let's see. I'm trying to do some reconnaissance. Nah, see, he done went to a whole different thing. His profile says... Let me see. Oh, and he's an author too. Look at him. I ain't been following him in a while. You know, the algorithms get messed up. Like, we used to see some pages, now you don't see them no more. Okay. Well, check out Charles Smith. I don't think he's selling insurance anymore. But he is a realtor. So check him out at www.yoursaintlouis.com. YOURSAINTLOUIS.com. Charles Smith. Tell him French Air sends him. Sent you to him. Yeah, tell him French Air. Everybody I'm name dropping, tell him French Air sent you. And you heard him on the News You Can Use podcast. These are unsolicited, but I want y'all to get y'all life, get your shit together. And that's going to be the title of this. Get your shit together. God damn. How about, okay, here's Nelson Alvarez. Okay, Nelson Alvarez, I want to say he out of New York, but he have multiple licenses. Now tell him I used to be one of his agents, so definitely tell Nelson Alvarez, if you call him, that French Air sent you. French Air Gardner. I want my reference credits. They ain't even asked me to do this. I'm doing this on my own accord because y'all need to get your shit together. So Nelson Alvarez's number is 315-807-3188. Nelson Alvarez, 315-807-3188. Call him and get you some life insurance. Tell him French Air Gardner sent you. Let me see who else I got in my Rolodex. Let me see. Maybe Shanna. She might went a different direction. But yeah, that's the start. That's the start. Let me see. I get these daily text messages with like they could, you could consider them as like journal or writing prompts or thought provoking thoughts. So, and it's by this guy named Corey, C-O-R-Y. And so today's message, and you can get the these text messages as well. They're kind of like affirmations and positive messages and things from Corey, C-O-R-Y. And his, you can text, I would have to go to the very beginning to see what I text to start this. Hold on, let me see if I can get there. It's a long time ago. Hold on, y'all. I'm gonna figure it out. I've been getting these text messages for a while now. Okay, so text Instagram to 631-305-2874 and you get free text from Corey, C-O-R-Y. And so now let me fast forward to today's message. Is the peace you want may be on the other side of rage. The joy you want may be on the other side of grief. The path often feels different than the goal. Corey. I used to play Johnny Dumas' podcast. I might start getting back to that. Because he has like a 30-second podcast that's just positive messages. Yeah. Let's see. I'm looking. I think that's it on agents and things that I know personally. Get your shit together. Get you a pre-need. I'm going to definitely call and reach out to each one of those people that I just name dropped and let them know that I name dropped their asses on this podcast. And I'm going to send them the link because y'all need to get y'all shit together and stop fucking around. You buying Starbucks, you got your Nikes, you're taking your trips to Aruba, you're doing all the fucking things. But when you die, you're fucking over the family. You're fucking over the family. Maybe even you might even have savings, but you're still fucking over the family if there's no plan, no power of attorney, no will, no beneficiary set up. Nobody knows shit to do. It's some bullshit. That's where I was left. And then I got a bitch on top of that fucking telling me what I'm gonna do. Wanna control every goddamn thing. I'm so over this shit. Let me tell you. I'm so over the shit. Let me tell you, goddamn me. Shit. Over it. So, let me see. I want to give you a little bit more positive words before we get out of here. Okay, while I'm getting this together, I want to shout out my local team. I like saying that. Excuse me. My local team, my stylist team. I want to shout out Taylor the stylist. It's her Instagram. She's out in Dallas. Agtown, Arlington, Texas. Let me see. Where is my Instagram? Give me one second. Shout out Taylor. She got my locks together for this momentous occasion. Got the two-strand twist going with the twist. As I told her, I said, as the last two times, I got just a regular two-strand twist. With the, you know, parts or a part that way. But this time I was like, freestyle, make it freaky, you know. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go to TikTok. Boom, ba boom. I'm gonna have to jam this.
Why did it stop? Just when I turned it up.
I like that bass on that Lifetime remix. It's still coming, folks. And I still got permission to play the music. Yeah. Oh. I thought I was. Hold on. I can't find her page either. But Taylor, hold on. Truly. Alright, waiting on my slow ass internet. Hey, I want my stylist to get some more business. Shit, trying to put her on. Don't you worry. Okay, let's see. Oh, there we go. Her Instagram is Taylor's Creations. Like tailor your suit, or get your suit tailored. T-A-I-L. Let me turn the radio down. My bad. I was crump. I'm gonna play Bump This next. Hold on. Cue that up. Cue the music. Okay, Taylor's Creations. I was getting your email. So my stylist, my lock stylist is Taylor, and her Instagram is Taylor, T-A-I-L-O-R-S. Creations, C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N-S, _. And you can go to her Square site, Lady, L-A-D-Y, hyphen, T-E-A, square.site. All right. That's my stylist. And then I got some new things going on here. I want you to see the full print. Full stain. Now this is temporary, and this is a form of henna, H-E-N-N-A. This form is called Jaguar. Henna is usually in a brown ink. Excuse me. And of course, this is a black ink because that's what I wanted instead of the brown. So that was an option. So what this is called with the black ink is called Jaguar, J-A-G-U-A. And let me get my lady who did this for me. Her name is Bree. She was out in Arlington, and her brand is Cultura della Mahena. See, her Instagram is C-U-L-T-U-R-A-D-E-L-A-L-M, as in money, A-H-E-N as in Nancy, N as in nice, A as in apple. And Bree was so like informative and just so like such a beautiful spirit. And I'm grateful through the Plug Hub. I'm a plug the Plug Hub. Jordan Lee Walker. I'm gonna plug that. Yeah. So yeah, connect with the Plug Hub. They got a big event coming up. Let's see here. Let me get to that. Plug Hub got a big event. I'm gonna be podcasting on those Saturdays. It's gonna be the weekend of spring break. Jordan Lee Walker. Yeah, I was right with his name. Hey. The Plug Hub Market. Spring break. Looking for vendors. The dates are... So they have a big event coming. Martian Madness. Neon Night. And all of this is happening in Grand Prairie. This is the week of spring break. The Saturday before spring break and the Saturday after spring break. And one of the events for the Plug Hub is Martian Madness, Neon Night Market, Good Vibes, March 9th from 3 to 9 p.m. at 2961 State Highway 161 in Grand Prairie, Texas, 75052. The experience, in quotes, from out of this world, out quotes. And then there is, let me see. I want to give you the exact dates of the events. Babe, it's not hot. Okay. So Plug Hub Network times Epic Central. Spring break dates, March 8th through the 17th. Friday the 8th of March, Arts at Epic. That's from 5 to 9 p.m. Saturday the 9th is Martian Madness, where I just spoke about, from 3 to 9 p.m. On Sunday the 10th is the Art Market. That's from 3 to 9 p.m. And then Monday through Thursday, there's a night market between 5 and 9. And then Friday the 15th, there's Jurassic Night, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday the 16th is Monster Market, from 3 to 9 p.m. And Sunday the 17th of March is Dia de St. Patrick's, 3 to 9 p.m. So that's Plug Hub and Epic Central Convention Center out in Grand Prairie. So that's going to be a dope event, and it's going down. And so I'll be a News You Can Use podcast. We'll be in the building on those Saturdays, those two Saturdays for sure. Interviewing the vendors, the small business owners at the event. So I'm really excited for this opportunity, another opportunity to podcast live, try some new things, span the podcast. So I'm really grateful for this opportunity. I'm also fingers crossed with everything working out with the money. You know, I love to be a vendor at the arts at Epic and the Art Market, and just on another day that has nothing to do with art, just selling my books. So I definitely want to be a part of it. And if you are local or just, you know, want to come through, I think this is going to be a big one, you know. So this would be a good one to vend for. So tap in to the Plug Hub. They have a Facebook group, and tap in. Mostly for the locals, Dallas, Fort Worth, Metroplex. Let me see what else got going on. Did I tell you about April 14th that I'm be walking the runway at the DFW Presents Fire and Ice fashion show? So yes, that's April 14th at Lofty Spaces. which is, let me find that. Let me find that date. Oh. So it is at the DFW Fashion Week presents Fire and Ice Fashion Show, Sunday, April 14, 2024, hosted by T. LaToya plus Jay Spence. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. Show starts at noon at Lofty Spaces, 816 Montgomery Street, Dallas, Texas, and 75215. And they have some open spots. They have open slots for talent shows, designers, vendors. So yeah, it's going down. I'm so stoked because this is my debut. Ah! I'm so fucking geeked. This is my debut modeling experience in Dallas, in my hometown. I've been modeling St. Louis, getting my pictures on, modeling runway, doing different things, but this is my first time walking the runway in Dallas, Texas. Y'all got to come out. So go to Eventbrite. You can get your tickets right now online at Eventbrite. No, it's not Eventbrite. I need to put that. I'm gonna put the link in here because it's not Eventbrite. I lied. It's a Google form or something like a forms dot. It's a form. But you can use my promo code to get a discount. It's a promo code. It's FrenchAir in all caps. FrenchAire. My neck and my back. What else I got? Oh, I'm walking in the Memphis show. Oh, there's a Memphis show. I'm walking in. Oh. The name of the show is Walking in Memphis 2. Yes, sir. And that will be taking place. Let's see if I know that yet. I don't know that yet. But I'm going to be walking in the Walking in Memphis 2 fashion show in Memphis, Tennessee, May 26th. Cop them tickets. Same thing. Promo code capital French Air. FrenchAire. I'm gonna put the links in the show notes so you can get the tickets. I'm so geeked. I've never walked in Memphis, so I'm geeked like a motherfucker. Come through. I know y'all listen to me in Dallas, St. Louis, Memphis. I know y'all copping. Come on through. Let me see what other good news I got. I need everybody to report to the post like that. Hey, yo, I need everybody to swarm over to Pan African Connection and Black Lit. Pan African Connection is in Oak Cliff, Texas, at 4466 South Marcellus Avenue in Oak Cliff in Dallas, Texas. Let me see. Let me get Black Lit's address. Bye, Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore? In the store, go into Pan-African Connection at 4466 Marcellus Avenue and go to the children's section and cop Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore? Do that for me. And then also go to Black Lit. I need y'all to bum rush both of these stores. I need them to know that there's a demand for my children's books. Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore? A love letter to my four children. A cry as a mother to let her child, her biological children, know that even though, we went through a lot of stuff, we got separated, you were adopted, but I still love you. I still care. And that's for all the foster care, all the children and adults who've experienced foster care or the adoption systems. It's a reminder. It's a tinge of hope and love that knowing that, or a reminder to let you know that your biological parents still love you, still care for you, still think about you. They miss you. So that's a real talk. That's real talk. And so I'm just like, I need y'all to show up. So Black Lit is in Farmers Branch at 4050 McEwen Road, Suite 9105 in Farmers Branch, Texas, 75244. I need you to get over to Black Lit and cop Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore? Do that for me, y'all. Do that for me. Y'all don't know how much. And then you can also get my other books on my website, friendshare.com. You have Finding Joy in the Journey, which that's what I meant to do. I'm gonna read a chapter of Finding Joy in the Journey. So you can find Finding Joy in the Journey Volume 2. I had to raise the price. I haven't done it on my website yet, but the price is now $30. It's $25 for the book. No, that's a lie. Not Finding Joy. Finding Joy in the Journey Volume 2. I'm sorry. Healthy Ways of Finding Joy During Difficult Times. That one is $20. $25 for shipping. With shipping. And so, yeah, that's that. And, you can get, Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore? The first edition, as a Kindle ebook on Amazon, for $3.99. And then also, let's see. I'm thinking. Okay, the second editions are at the bookstore. The second edition of Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me is at the bookstore. Black Lit and Farmers Branch. And also at Pan-African Connection in Oak Cliff, Texas. What's your phone number? Yeah. And when won't you? Okay, let's see. What else I want to say? Oh, my other books. Then I have The Strategy, in quotes, The Strategy in Struggle, which is a mini ebook that five women entrepreneurs that Alani Media Group put partnered with to write chapters in The Strategy in Struggle. And we're talking about our business stories from success to struggle to success, you know, and back and forth. And so I really enjoyed writing on that project, you know, just sharing like all the different things and different businesses and different entrepreneurial feats I've tried. I ain't scared to do shit. I'm willing to try some shit. Now, mind you, I'm going to say I need to start doing research before I just do some shit. But I'm very impulsive. You also have the single Save Struggle. The Struggle Continues. That's an audiobook where eight authors talk about their wild pandemic stories. And it's only on audiobook. And it's only $15. And so you get a download, audio download. Oh, that book's dynamic. And I didn't tell you more about Finding Joy in the Journey, Volume 2, Healthy Ways of Finding Joy During Difficult Times. It is dynamic. It won number one Amazon bestseller when we came out in 2021. Excuse me. And 90 different authors. Vanessa Blackwell collaborated with 90 different authors to write the book, Finding Joy in the Journey. It's actually volume two. It's actually a 90-day devotional. And I'm going to read a chapter from it right now. This particular chapter is by Avalon Soulette Brown. Avalon Brown grew up in Newark, New Jersey. She is the author of 7 books and co-author of 2 anthologies, as well as a registered nurse for 39 years. And her chapter reads, "During difficult times, when times look difficult," the title is "During Difficult Times." During difficult times, when times look difficult and it seems like you are in despair, you can find joy in knowing that God will be there. He will never leave you alone during troubled times. You just need to wait on Him and have a good mind. God is always there when we are thinking He is not. How do you think you end up with all the things you got? You can find joy in the midst of all your crying, even when things are going so bad it makes you feel like dying. And that chapter is by Avalon Soulette Brown. And that is from, let's see, Finding Joy During Difficult. I want to read the chapter. Excuse me. It's Finding Joy in the Journey, Volume 2, Healthy Ways of Finding Joy During Difficult Times, a 90-Day Devotional. And I also have, I haven't put it on my website yet, but I got to do that everything gets situated with this burial of my father. But I have a accompanying journal that goes with the devotional, so you can write as you read in the devotional. So I think that's pretty cool. Back to Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore, the second edition. That is also, you can get signed copies on my website at friendchair.com. I need the water. At FrenchAir.com, FrenchAir.com. Let's see. That's Vito, Rock With You. He's saying you got it. But this is when he was on The Voice. Anyhow, back to my children's book, Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore? The second edition. It's also been translated in Spanish. The paperback is available on my website at FrenchAir.com. chaire.com. But it's also available on Amazon, along with the English version. And you can also get both books, this and the second edition, in English and Spanish as an ebook. And so, if you buy the books on Amazon, I really ask that you leave us a review after you buy the book. You know, leave us a review, tag us in your pictures. You know, fuck with your girl. You know, I'm trying to think if I got any more books I didn't mention. Oh, lastly, Vicky Singapore, from Vicky Esther Chang from Singapore. She invited me to write a chapter in her project called Gold Nuggets for Entrepreneurs, Lessons That Change Your Life. My particular chapter I wrote on the history of black businesses here in America, along with a plethora of tips and advice. So fuck what you heard and fuck with me. Fuck with me, Baba Boo. I have paintings too. I paint, you know, you can get the art. You also, when it on my, on the show notes, when it say artsy merch and books, so click the link, the Threadless link, and check out my collection of designs I've created with my paintings. I need to update it. I need to put some new paintings up. So, but we're taking it one day at a time. Right now there's a sale on something, $14 for t-shirts on my website, on Threadless website. So anyway, last thing I'm gonna leave you with, I think that's all of my books, art, talked about the podcast, and that's it. So let me see what I want to leave you with. Make sure you review this podcast. Review A News You Can Use podcast right after you finish listening to this podcast on wherever you listen to it. It really helps us to gain more listeners and more audiences that can relate to the podcast, like yourself. And so I would really be grateful if you just leave us a review wherever you listening to it. And not only rate us, subscribe to the podcast, and also hit that bell for, so you can get notifications on when the next episode drops, because I'm not doing them very regular, so you know I don't want you to miss anything. Leave me a voice message. You can leave me a voice message if you go to the very end of the show notes. You can click that link where it says leave me a voice message. Leave me a voice message. Give me some feedback. Tell me that I suck. Tell me that I'm doing well. Congratulate me. Thank me. Whatever. Get in touch with me. Let me hear from you. You can, on the voice message, you can also leave suggestions, guest suggestions, topic suggestions. I'm open. And I need music. So if you black and you making music and positive music, send that shit my way, please. Come on and come through. So, let me get back to my safari. So, lastly, I have affirmations for hard times. They're from sources across the web. This is on Google. I am resilient. Everything will work out. I want you to repeat after me. I am resilient. All right, repeat this after me. Everything will work out. Repeat this after me. I control my thoughts and emotions. And lastly, I will get through this. And that's totally the truth. We will get through this. And this too shall pass. Peace. Thank you.